There are various forms of contraceptives, including condoms and birth control. With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, abortion has been made illegal in many states, and now the restrictions on birth control, as well as the refusal of selling mifepristone, is piling onto the list of restricted healthcare rights for women. In 21 red leading states, various Republican attorney generals have threatened legal action against Walgreens for attempting to sell mifepristone, even if the state still mandates abortion. Because women's reproductive rights have been and continue to be threatened, someone having access to abortion pills at an easier location is so important. And Walgreens refusing is an example of how many states view women's reproductive rights, Junior Anissa Dio said. For many women, not having access to abortion pills would mean a number of risks. For instance, 1 out of 6 women in the U.S. have been raped or have been the victim of an attempted rape. Without abortion pills, not only does the woman face being forced to give birth to a child that they themselves may not even be ready for, it poses major health risks. To me, it's concerning. It's scary for the future if even in states where abortion pills are legal, Walgreens doesn't sell them. How will people who need them get access to them? It makes me wonder if they will go away completely, and the consequences of that are scary, said freshman Claire Ryan Bradley. It makes me mad that Walgreens won't sell abortion pills in states where it's legal because it feels like Walgreens looks down on women. Without access to mifepristone, risks in every area for women are greatly increased. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 700 women in the U.S. die every year due to pregnancy-related issues, 3 out of 5 which can be prevented. I think it doesn't make sense that a pharmacy even is political at all and shouldn't be able to deny selling birth control because of that, sophomore Stan Peterson said. In February of 2023, a number of Republican state attorneys wrote a letter to Walgreens, putting legal pressure on the corporation to stop refilling abortion pill prescriptions. These states included Missouri, Alabama, and Arkansas, all of which have near-total bans of abortion, as well as Alaska and South Carolina, which have not banned abortion. In the letter, the main argument consists of that it is legal or unlawful in many states to mail out abortion pills, as stated in 18 U.S.C. 1461. Additionally, the letter also argues that by mailing out abortion pills, it is likely for women to be coerced into having an abortion, since there is no supervision involved when it comes to taking abortion pills at home. As a result, in early March, Walgreens announced that the company would not be dispensing abortion pills in the 21 states included in the letter. However, some states such as California have taken action against the decision, canceling multi-million dollar contracts with Walgreens as a response to the company's decision.